widespread media gossip. It's conjecture that RFID is free to come and go, but size and as far as I can see, it's situation normal. A group of us are going to go outside in a minute, and as they invariably do, we expect them to attack us with stun grenades and try and get us back inside. You know that the incursion in Hebron killed 11 people yesterday. They arrested hundreds. They are also demolishing olive groves and homes in Tulkarem. The offensive is going on. The seems to me Nativity Church is far from concluded. McGarry was killed there yesterday. They've still received no medicine, food, or water. That have we. Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to get a prepared statement. We're going to communicate to civil society, and I'll be back to you now.
Sorry, what's your name again?
My name's James Matthews.
Okay, good.
British citizen, inside the compound.
Shall I go on?
Yeah.
Okay, the siege of the presidential compound in Ramallah is not over. As of today, negotiations for the end of the siege of the presidential compound in Ramallah are continuing, with no immediate IDF withdrawal in sight. It is our belief that Prime Minister Sharon intends to buy time until his military offensive in the West Bank is done. This is evident from the current military incursion into Hebron. A request for an emergency food delivery has been denied by the Israelis. For a moment, they're making 25% of our last food delivery through. This was the first delivery we were allowed to receive from the Palestinians in 9 days. The Israelis state that the delivery for us is now unnecessary. This is completely untrue, as people are very hungry, and medicine and water are also desperately needed. We've stood solidarity with the people who have been under siege for the last 3.5 weeks in Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity. They have not received any food, medicine, and water to death, and continue to suffer repeated attacks by the IDF, resulting in several deaths inside the church, including the one yesterday. We condemn the current IDF military incursion into Hebron, where 11 people have died and hundreds have been arrested so far. Hundreds of houses have also been demolished, and in Tulkarem, land is being confiscated and olive groves destroyed. We condemn Israel blocking the UN fact-finding mission entering Jenin, which is intended to investigate the mass killings of Palestinian civilians and widespread demolition of homes and infrastructure. We demand an immediate Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank and Gaza, an immediate lift of the sieges in Ramallah and Bethlehem, an immediate inquiry into the war crimes committed in Hebron, Jenin, and elsewhere, and we ask the international community to intervene now. And this is issued by the Mokad Authority, which is the international civilian presence in the Palestinian compound of the Makata, that's the presidential compound in Ramallah. Okay, so that's just about all we've got so far today.
How many people are left in the compound?
I mean, people around 30 internationals and several hundred soldiers, the president himself, his guard, and various civilian aides and administrators.
Are you expecting anybody else to get in?
At the moment, it's looking very unlikely. I mean, up until a couple of days ago, there were demonstrations in the city and people were trying to get here, but they've increased security around the area. They've demolished almost every car that they can get to with their armored bulldozers now. So the whole area is pretty clear. They've erected extra barbed wire fences. And it looks pretty unlikely, to be honest, that anyone could get in here now.
I know there were a lot of demolitions the last trip, but do you know how many are left?
I think there are quite a lot there also in, they're sort of all over the country at the moment. I believe there's some getting into Gaza now, some making their way to Hebron, there's some based in Ramallah and Jerusalem, and there are more and more coming over. So while the government's dedicated to be doing a great deal, civil society is definitely getting more and more mobilised.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. Good luck, right?
Okay, as I say, we're going to go out again today and just sit on the steps and catch a bit of air, as we try and do every day. And as we expect, they'll attack us with stun grenades, you know, the sound bombs, as they always do. And this will be confirmation of the siege is in fact not lifted.
Okay, is there any way for you guys to get food in?
I beg your pardon?
Is there any way for you guys to get food in right now, or is security too tight?
They're blocking everything. The only supply we received was a couple of days ago, and that was the first we ever had in 9 days. They've just moved medicine and water as well. And now they're saying that we don't need it. You know, because they're saying the siege is lifted, I guess. That's my personal interpretation.
Okay. Right.
But the season still goes on, and we're still desperate for food, medicine, and water.
What happens to anybody that wants to leave? Do they get arrested?
Anybody who wants to leave, the day after the second group arrived here, which would have been the 22nd of April, a delegation of 10 left to go and sort of spread the news to civil society and their respective countries. They were all arrested and deported. At least one was assaulted. They were shackled and interrogated.
Okay.
I'll go to New York here. Would you like to have a little quick word with you? Yep.
Sure.
What's up? This is Kevin.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
What's going on?
So, this group of death and lefty people seem to think, seem to believe this, news. And some of the evidence outside suggests that, ironically, they've tightened the siege and they've moved all their lines in further and built many more barricades and moved all the wire in closer. But this might be a good sign militarily, even though it appears the siege is tightened. Maybe they're doing that. They're removing things from the building, which is probably a mixture of looting and taking their own things. They've blown up, over the last few days, the surrounding buildings and the compound that they have access to. This, I don't know how many buildings, it's like 13 or something, and they have all of them except for the, and half of the one that we're in. So they've kind of set off explosions in those buildings. It's hard to tell what was destroyed, but there was different, in there. And they destroyed all the cars. So these are all sort of good signs in a sense that they're sort of doing their scorched earth thing and leaving. But no one, no one wants to be too confident of this. And it seems to be the negotiations seem to be going on with the Americans over how the prisoner be handled. And I guess the people who have the most issues with that are the Americans and the Israelis, not the Palestinians.
Are you getting any visits from, American negotiators?
No, they haven't been talking to us, and they've been having meetings outside of the compound. So they've been meeting with security people outside of the compound to finalize those arrangements. Nothing, as far as today, this morning, hasn't been worked out with Bethlehem, as far as how those wanted people are actually going to be handled. And people seem to be suggesting that the Israelis are stalling for a few more days so they can finish up whatever secret operations they have intended. They did do an operation in Nablus last night and killed 7 people. And so they still have things in mind, apparently, in terms of attacking and destroying. They destroyed virtually every Palestinian Authority building everywhere. Ministry of Education, information, everything. Prisons, police stations. But there may be still a few more of those they want to get to before they, finish their operation. So some of this might be negotiating tactics. It may be delaying, it's good press to say that the siege is lifted and then wait for a few more days and finish up. They haven't stopped their operations, basically, their military operations. So they had more of them last night.